Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you very much, Eric Folaro in the Sportsplex. Couple of the texts that are coming in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Somebody says, did we have Pizzola on this week? No, he was off this week. He's traveling. We will have Rob Pizzola back with us next week. Several people have not seen The Sandlot. Somebody says, I've never heard of the movie, and I'm a big movie guy. That's impossible.
Was that person real old? Like,
maybe.
How could you not have ever heard of them? I can see you not seeing it. Like you're saying, you didn't see it till a couple years ago.
But even if you're saying, so what's real old? 80?
Yeah, 80, 90.
55, 65, 75. That would be they were 55 when it came out. So that, you know what I mean? Like, so you would have heard of it then.
Still got somebody around you watching it. Some nephew, some niece, something.
I don't believe anyone that said, has anyone never heard of coleslaw? Text it in, 56022. We know Solana believes it's cold slaw.
So he's never heard of coleslaw.
He's never heard of coleslaw.
He's been calling it cold slaw.
Cold slaw.
That's embarrassing.
I mean, that guy's in charge of Big O's show, and he's calling coleslaw cold slaw. And corduroy, what did he call it?
Corduroyed.
Corduroyed.
He likes the D.
Like corduroys. Cauterized.
Cauterized.
Cauterized something.
Yep.
So his pants were cauterized.
Mm-hmm.
They were bleeding, and then he got them cauterized.
So silly. You ever done that?
What's that?
Cauterize something.
No.
On yourself.
No.
Like,
no.
Had a scrape, had a scratch or something, and heated.
What am I, in The Martian?
No, but like, you're out. Well, you don't go outdoors. But you can do it. Like, if you cut yourself, you can take the back of a
Band-Aid. Take the back of a Band-Aid, stick it on there.
Of a safety pin, the big part, and heat it up with a lighter and kind of rub it, and it'll stop bleeding.
Why? Why
That's
would
not
you,
sterile.
Why would you
to
do that?
To make it stop bleeding.
Well, how come you're bleeding so much?
Like, you're out in the woods. We used to take safety pins with us because you're out in the woods.
Tighten up your blood. Your blood's got to tighten up.
Need to bring Bosch with me. Never have a.
You need to clot. You don't know how to clot.
But it works, though. Heat up a safety pin, and you can put it along the little cutter to stay, and it'll stop bleeding.
I've cauterized myself.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
No.
Well, not me. Like, somebody did it for me, but.
That's a man's man.
What were you bleeding so much that you had to, like, need on-the-spot cauterization?
It hurt, man. It hurt real bad.
I want to say what really happened was I was in Tampa fishing on oyster beds, fishing for redfish, and I slipped,
you know what? You
and an oyster, it. And an oyster scraped my leg, and it was a big slash, and it was bleeding into the water, and I went out and
totally deserve it. Somebody says, the guy via the text, he's 39, who says he's never heard of it.
He's being the guy that just, the opposite guy.
Just, yeah. She's not good looking.
Yeah.
Never heard of The Sandlot.
Sorry, sir. We wouldn't hang with you. Don't come to any shows.
You want to reassess your position on coleslaw?
No.
Because it's what? We're 2 hours into today's show. Yesterday was about maybe an hour of coleslaw talk. So you are 3 hours in on saying coleslaw is whack. And I think your allies in this should make you reassess.
No. It's too much with coleslaw that's wrong. It's cabbage. Nobody likes cabbage. It's forced on you. Name another side that they give you for free.
They give you a basket of rolls. Oh, what's better than a basket of rolls when you sit down?
That's not a side. Basket of rolls is a start. I'm talking about you bring, when my entree comes and I order sides, they are pushing coleslaw on you like drugs. They're pushing it on you.
Same with pickles, too. Kind of force you
throwing
with pickles.
Nobody's pushing mac and cheese. Nobody's pushing baked beans. Nobody's pushing a good old green bean souffle on you. They're pushing coleslaw on you. I don't even eat green bean souffle.
I like green bean souffle.
I was just looking for another side. I got stuck.
I do like it. A good green bean souffle?
No.
That is
Get
good.
Back to coleslaw.
Oh, when I did the Mount Rushmore of beans earlier, I forgot green beans. What am I, crazy? Delicious.
You can hear him laugh.
I hear Valero laughing through the door.
You guys can? Man, I'm not even laughing that hard. It is funny, though.
My countdowns, if you're curious, today is day 973 after Mario Chalmers. 973 days since Mario Chalmers has been a member of the Miami Heat.
You're going to keep it going when he retires, aren't you?
Today is day 785 of QAM being the flagship station for the Miami Dolphins. Today is day 285 after Loria. Jeffrey Loria sold the team 285 days ago.
That's a good one.
Today is day 214 after Monster Dongs. Mm-mm. 214 days since we've had the pleasure of viewing Monster Dongs at Marlins Park.
I didn't go to that game.
Via Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh.
And today, my newest countdown, today is day 12 of LeBron in L.A.
You still worried about that man?
I got a lot of countdowns going on.
Leave LeBron alone.
12 days.
You know why? Don't worry about him because he's not worried about us.
I'm very interested to see what happens in Los Angeles with LeBron, basketball-wise. That, to me, is such a... That has the possibility of being a disaster. Has the possibility of working, because it always has the possibility of working if LeBron's on your team. But that team has the possibility of being a straight-up disaster.
You think he'll throw the towel in?
And then the Kobe lovers, they will cape up. LeBron's a shell of Kobe. Kobe never would have gone out like that.
If he wins a championship, he'll bring him around.
Correct, but he's not going to win a championship with Kyle Kuzma and Rajon Rondo and JaVale McGee.
You know what? You bring up a hell of a point. Does he ever get booed? Will LeBron ever get booed? What is the Staples Center?
I think there's the potential for him getting booed in season one because the Kobe versus LeBron stuff was so prevalent for so long. Yeah, I think there's the possibility if they're bad
and
he seems disinterested and all he's doing is a bunch of TV projects and movie projects and whatnot. Yeah, I think there's the possibility that he gets booed
because I want to see his psyche. This is interesting. And I hope it happens because I don't like LeBron, that he's out of it. That they're 15 and 30. You know what I'm saying? They just come out the gate and they can't win. Because we saw him disconnect himself in that Dallas series, and we saw him disconnect in that Spurs series when we knew they were going to get beat. If he knows he has no chance of getting to the playoffs or he's going to be a 7 or 8 seed, what if he starts playing 24 minutes a game, 30 minutes a game, getting out, sitting on the side, taking it easy?
But they in that instance, they may shut him down, essentially put him on the maintenance program for next season in hopes that, you know, some of the free agents next season, where they say, hey, this season was all about getting LeBron. Next season is about winning with LeBron. But he would get booed.
I was going to say, if that happens, because Kobe's whole thing was the ultimate competitor.
Yup.
Now you're going to come, and since we're down a couple games, now you're going to hang it up to save yourself? He might. It could go bad. You made me excited with this conversation. I hope it goes bad in L.A. for LeBron. They already had to paint over his mural. The guy painted his mural. The guy,
Then they just ended up taking it down, right?
The day he fixed it, they fixed it Wednesday. Wednesday night, they repainted it again, so he just covered it up. It can go ugly for it. I like that.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, Mario Chalmers isn't coming back. Hang it up, old man. I'm not pining for Mario Chalmers. I'm just tracking it. I track a hurricane. I don't want it to come here. Just tracking it.
Since the 954 can't have a follow-up, I would like to ask why.
Why am I tracking it?
Yes.
I'm not prepared to answer that at this moment. At this moment, I'm not prepared to answer that question.
Make me feel bad.
All right. The director, I'm being told he will be there in about 5-6 minutes. The director of The Sandlot.
I'm really
excited about this.
I really am. I got to ask him questions I had as a baby.
Right, like, I mean, this is a movie that a lot of people grew up with. There's one guy who never heard of it, but a lot of listeners grew up with this movie. And again, the Marlins on Sunday, they are celebrating the 25th anniversary of The Sandlot. They're going to screen the movie after the game, which sounds cool. They're going to give away those Ham Porter bobbleheads, which they brought us and are cool as hell. And my kid's already got it up on his bobblehead mantle. And then if you get a special ticket package with Marlins, go to marlins.com. Special ticket packages have the Squints bobblehead included in that.
You think anybody really ever got away with the Squints in real life? The pool thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that seems like a pretty easy one to get away with.
Because the Lady and the Tramp, the spaghetti, where you get the same piece of spaghetti and you eat it all away. I've tried that. Didn't work.
But that, you're already on a date. Like, you couldn't do that with a stranger at a table. You're already on a date, so you're already heading, hopefully, towards that arena.
Yeah.
The Squints thing, I mean, you're just in a public place. Hit the deck. See what happens. But you just got to hope it's the right lifeguard, that because there's always a couple dudes and a couple of girls at the public pool, right? So you don't know which lifeguard's going to come running at you.
And then it might be a little assaulty if they find out.
Assaulty?
A little assaulty.
Nowadays, yes. I honestly, as funny as you say that, I'm not even certain you could make that scene 25 years later.
Nope.
Right? In this hypersensitive time.
You Squints physically took advantage of that lifeguard.
Right. Especially when he tried to hold her in for the kiss.
Yeah,
like,
kept it. Yeah, man. It's a little salty.
Well, David Mickey Evans, he's the director of The Sandlot. Iconic movie. He's going to join us in the next segment. I'm very, very excited to talk to him. It's a weird transition into the cheetah.
I'm sure he likes the cheetah.
Right, but it's a kid's movie we're talking about now.
They're grown now.
That is true.
Squints could use that after cheetah.
They've been waiting all this time. Sunday is the final. What time is the France-Croatia game?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. Soccer fans, you can watch it at Cheetah Hallandale Beach. Watch it in their ultra-high-tech sports lounge. No better place to watch all the games. Enjoy the view of gorgeous women. Watch all the soccer action live in full sound on 10 60-inch HD TVs, 6 giant projector screens. Also enjoy the coldest beer in South Florida. I think that's where I'm going to go to watch the game on Sunday. Also, the Rodriguez Charities, in partnership with the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, hosting their 4th annual poker tournament at the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino on Saturday, July 28th. You can get more info at funpokerday.com. Find out about sponsorship opportunities, how to play in the tournament. 100% of the proceeds from the event is donated to local charities. So go to funpokerday.com and get all the info. You know you can receive free drink special offers, info on upcoming events just by texting the word cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Somebody texts in, the spaghetti thing didn't work for Crowder because he's got 300 teeth. It's a funny text. Never miss the action by liking Cheetah on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. Got to make the Cheetah Clubs your free lunch hotspot. They offer a free gourmet lunch menu daily, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. Every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, by the way, at all the Cheetah Clubs in the Biz Guests, enjoy 25% off their entire bar tab, free admission, plus enjoy $100 Svedka vodka bottle specials. If you want more info, check out their website at CheetahSOFL.com. Radio.com. Radio.com. This is exciting. I've been looking forward to this. Man, we've done a lot of, MLS stadium talk and NBA free agency. And, summertime, we look for little diversions as well.
Yes.
Like the hot dog eating contest is always fun to talk about. But I've been mentioning last couple of days, the Marlins are doing something cool. So the Marlins game on Sunday, you can celebrate Sandlot. Now, the Sandlot is one of the most iconic movies of, how would you refer to
maybe
it?
Maybe not your time, but my time.
Not my time. Because I hadn't seen it till recently, and I've got a 14-year-old son. He watched it maybe when he was like 11, and then you had told me you got to see it. Although, I don't know when. This is the 25th anniversary. So the director of the movie, The Sandlot, David Mickey Evans, is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. But anyway, on Sunday at the Marlins game at Marlins Park, they are going to screen the movie,
And that's after the game, obviously. David Mickey Evans, the director, is going to be there. A couple actors from the film are going to be there as well. The Marlins, earlier this week, they sent us the bobbleheads of Ham Porter, right?
Ham, yeah.
That was cool, man. So the director of The Sandlot, David Mickey Evans, is with us right now. Hello, David.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
An iconic movie. So when you made The Sandlot 25 years ago, did you have any idea that it was going to become this staple in any child's, you know, movie-watching life?
Staple of baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no way to know that. I mean, the best you can hope for when you're making a picture is that, you know, everybody that's working on it is making the same movie. And I had, you know, that great fortune. And look, we knew we may have something special because we had a lot of fun making it. I mean, if you ask the cast, even to this day, they'll tell you it wasn't so much that they were there acting in a movie as they were at baseball summer camp. And they became best friends. They still are to this day. And I think that comes through in the film. But you know, that it's become this, you know, legendary, you know, immortal classic. There was no way to know. If I knew how to do that while I was making a movie, I'd put it in a jar and sell it. You'd never see me again.
I mean, when you think about it, right? 25 years ago, you're directing The Sandlot, and 25 years later, a Major League Baseball team is having a bobblehead night where they're featuring characters from your movie. It's unprecedented.
It's mind-boggling. I mean, listen, the Topps baseball card in the 25th anniversary edition of the DVD, you know, you've got the characters, you know, the boys each have their own Topps baseball card inside the set. But the other day, Topps called me up and they said, "We want you to sign a bunch of baseball cards." I said, "Of what?" You know, "Well, what's on the baseball card?" And they go, "You." I said, "Are you kidding me? I'm getting my own Topps baseball card." And they said, "Yeah." So I'm speechless. Stuff like that happens all the time, and I just shake my head. It's just amazing.
And as I watched it, like, I related to it. I was 9 when it came out, David. So I was right there in that realm. And it just seemed too real. Like, it was some autobiographical-ish things going on. Like, was that somebody's story, or is it 100% fiction?
Both. It's so weird you asked me that. The whole idea comes from an incident in my childhood when my little brother and I were, like you said, like probably 9 and 10, 9 and 11. And these bullies that lived in the street we were on never let us play ball with them. And one day my brother went down the end of the block and they said, "Hey, we knocked our ball over this backyard fence. Go get it and you can play with us." So he was, of course, very eager to do that. But back there lived this sort of neighborhood legendary vicious dog whose name was actually Hercules. So my brother jumped the fence, got the ball, and the dog bit him in the leg really bad. So that's where the whole thing comes from. And my little brother happens to be with me on this leg of this 25th anniversary tour. So that was a bit of kismet right there, I think.
That's kind of cool, man.
It's very cool.
The Sandlot, 25th anniversary. And again, Miami Marlins, if you go to the Marlins game on Sunday, following the game, there will be a screening. They're going to be giving away bobbleheads. I mean, it is it's a celebration of The Sandlot. Now, where does The Sandlot fall? We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Where does The Sandlot fall in the pantheon of baseball movies, all-time baseball movies? Because you got to have Bad News Bears up there, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Got to have Field of Dreams up there, right?
Absolutely. That's my favorite, yeah.
So where Major League, maybe? I don't know. Like, does it fall in the Mount Rushmore of baseball movies? I think it does.
All I can tell you, because obviously I'm not going to critique my own work, but I think over the last 10 years, Bleacher Seats, Sports Illustrated, and, you know, the biggies have all run these fan baseball movie ranking contests. And the Sandlot has won almost every single time.
Wow.
Okay. And it's been called the greatest baseball movie ever made and the best summer movie of all time. And it was also, a critic recently, because of the 25th anniversary, gave it a new moniker and called it the single most American film ever made. So I'm not quite sure what that means, but I think I like it.
I love it. I'm telling you, that the lifeguard scene, I mean, that resonates with every boy in America, right?
It has to. Of course.
That had to be...
That was David.
Is that the story?
Yeah, I know, Dave.
Is that your story?
Well, I never actually went as far as to try and drown myself to get a kiss. But, man, I grew up in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California in the 70s. And, you know, we were very poor, so we went to the public pools. You know, you get it for a quarter, 50 cents or whatever. And, man, the most beautiful high school girls and guys, you know, very tan and muscular and all these, sat up in these lifeguard chairs, you know, above us all, and like gods and goddesses. And I never forgot that. And so that was my my ode to all of those beautiful lifeguards.
And it was a perfect ode. You captured something perfectly. You know what I mean? Like every guy watching that can relate to that. David Mickey Evans, he is the director of The Sandlot. And it's the Sandlot's 25th anniversary celebration. Marlins Park Sunday, they're going to screen the movie after the game. Are you doing anything? Like, this is, it's a franchise, right? I mean, and I don't mean a movie franchise. The Sandlot itself is a franchise. Like you say, there's Topps baseball cards, there's bobbleheads. Like, what else can you do with this? Because it almost seems silly to not exploit it even further.
Well, it's funny you ask that. I can't say much about it, but I can say that I am. I just actually closed a deal with Fox to make a prequel to The Sandlot, write and direct it. That'll probably take place in 1950 or 52, and it'll probably be the story of the Beast and Mr. Myrtle with a new group of kids.
I love it.
There's also a television show in the works. I mean, the merchandising on this movie is just, you know, not to be weird about it, but it's incredibly profitable. But the thing with it is, and I'm actually wearing one right now, a You're Killing Me small shirt.
Oh my God, you see those everywhere.
Everywhere. It's continuing its quest to take over worldwide t-shirt domination. I'm telling you, it's just everywhere. So there's all that sort of thing. And of course, these kind of tours and stuff that me and the boys, I call them boys, they're all 30 years old now, is just remarkable. You know, we do tons of charity events. We've been going all over the United States since, I think, March. And not all of us all together, but all of us in some way will probably hit every Major League Baseball stadium for a screening and bobbleheads and all that. The Sandlot got its own set of Funkos.
Wow. You
know, those little figures.
Yeah.
And on and on and on. It's amazing.
Was there any other name? I know you got to think back 25 years, but like, could you have messed up on the name because The Sandlot just hits it? Like, it just resonates right
there.
Great
question.
Yeah, back in the day. That's where we played baseball, was The Sandlot.
Well, that's another great question, is because that's not the original title of the movie. When we wrote the script, the original title was The Boys of Summer. And I thought that was a pretty nice title. And then one day, my lawyer gets a call from Roger Kahn's lawyer going, you're not really going to do that, are you? So he said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. So we had to come up with another name. And I think it was when we started editing it, and the words, The Sandlot, let's go to The Sandlot. Hey, come on, guys, Sandlot, were, you know, not frequent, but frequent enough in the movie that, dang, that's a really good idea. And so we ran it by Fox, and they said, oh, yeah, that's it. So they liked it.
David Mickey Evans, he is the director of The Sandlot. How much did you guys make that movie for 25 years ago?
I can't tell you the exact budget, but I will tell you, this will blow your mind, more than $5 million and less than $10 million.
So you made this entire feature film for between $5 and $10 million, which nowadays is the catering fee, right? So
the craft service budget, exactly.
But this film has seen, correct me if I'm wrong, more success outside of the theater than it did in the theaters.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, look, if you think about it, it came out in 1993 and it made a little over $40 million in its initial domestic theatrical release. But that was at 1993 ticket prices, okay? And an adult was like $4 and a kid was like $2.75 or $3. So translate that into today's money, and that's a movie that was made at that budget that would have made $150 million. Plus, you think about it, it was right there in the halcyon days of the VHS rental market. There was over 1 million tapes in the rental programs, Blockbuster and all that. And those tapes, when they're sold into rental, are $99 a piece.
Right.
And then it went through the DVD sort of era, which we're kind of coming to the end of. And now it's streaming. So it's so weird. It's like this little movie with these characters caught in time that is literally immortal.
Are any of the actors, do any of the actors begrudge the fact that people, you know, will see them always through the prism of The Sandlot? You see that sometimes with actors that are children and get, you know, thought of as just a particular role.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I don't think any of the guys have any, you know, axe to grind or beef about that at all. The two that get recognized the most, because they still look very, very much the same as they did when they were kids, are John C. Leopardi, who played Squints, and who just had a new baby on the 4th of July, if you can imagine that, and Pat Renna, who played Ham. And, I mean, we're in D.C. right now going over the All-Star game and, you know, the military game and all that. And this guy cannot walk through the hotel lobby without hearing five times, "You're killing me, Smalls!" Now, you know, it's like, it's wonderful. And you got to cherish that stuff. But after the 200 millionth time you hear that, you know, even Superman would, you know, get a little itchy about that. So, but as far as, like, them having been typecast or pigeonholed or anything like that, no, I don't think any of them have that. And they all continue, four or five of them still are working actors, especially Pat Renner. And listen, it's a hell of a calling card to have in the movie industry, in the television industry, when, because, you know, you walk in like, oh, my God, you're in The Sandlot. Done. Sign your contract, you know?
And, David, I saw Sandlot 1, 2. There's actually 3. But if I'm right, you did not direct the third one. The success of the first one, I wanted to ask you, were you maybe a little, you know, second-guessing making a second one? And then with the third one, why weren't you involved?
Well, that's a really good question. I originally, believe it or not, had 6 Sandlots. Mm-hmm. And they were a decade apart. And the first one was 1962, then 72, which was when the second one was set. And then 82, 92, you know, et cetera. Even with all of the success, the initial theatrical success of the Sandlot, there is this sort of thought in the hive mind of Hollywood that baseball movies, quote, don't travel well. In other words, they don't do well overseas. And that may or may not be true to a certain extent. Baseball movies that are about baseball don't do very well. You know, movies that are about friendship set against the background of a Sandlot in baseball, they do great, you know. And so it took 12 years for the studio to agree to do a Sandlot sequel. And I said, cool, I'll do it in 1972 and all that. But they gave me one-third of the budget of the original and one-half of the amount of time to make it. So I shot the number 2 in 17 days, which is like, you know, a minor miracle. And it went direct to DVD.
I was going
to
say, almost sounds like they were looking for a direct to DVD movie.
There's this formula and algorithm that studios use to decide. And they only make movies direct to DVD that are sequels or prequels or whatever to movies in their catalog that have made a certain amount of money in the theaters. So this one fit that model. And so I got to make number 2. Number 2 is actually the most successful direct-to-DVD live-action family film of all time, and it remains so to this day. Number 3, I didn't have anything to do with it. Why they didn't want me to have anything to do with it, you'd have to ask the studio. I have no idea.
That seems like a crazy misjudgment on their part.
Oops. Well, I think they're redeeming themselves, because this latest deal I just concluded to make a prequel is we're going to have plenty of money and time. They're very high on it.
That's pretty awesome. I'm imagining there's a lot of people listening right now that are thrilled there's going to be more. The Sandlot, 25th anniversary. So the director, David Mickey Evans, with us here. You can get the 25th anniversary collection. It's available on Blu-ray and digital for download. You can get included with it 10 custom Topps baseball cards, which David was talking about, full-color poster, collectible booklet, and more. And then this Sunday at Marlins Park, they are going to screen The Sandlot following the game, the Marlins-Phillies game. And, Dave, you're going to be there at Marlins Park Sunday, correct?
Absolutely. I'm not quite sure who's coming with me. It might be Marty York, who played Yeah.
Yes, Shane Marty York is coming, and Grant Gelt.
Grant Gelt, right. He played Bertram, yeah.
So,
and we'll probably go out and throw the first ball out and you know, hang out with the crowd. And listen, I've seen the Sandlot more than any other living human being, But I got to tell you, when you see it at a baseball park, it's in its natural habitat.
That's got to be cool.
Absolutely astoundingly cool.
Yeah, that has to be cool. And then they'll be giving away Ham Porter bobbleheads at the gates on Sunday. Also, if you get a particular ticket package, you will receive an exclusive Squints bobblehead. So you can go to Miami Marlins, marlins.com for info on that. That was fascinating and a great trip down memory lane for me and Crowder and a lot of our listeners. David Mickey Evans, director of The Sandlot, thank you for making time for us and have fun on Sunday.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. I had a blast. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, come out and see us on Sunday. It's going to be cool.
Will do. Thank you for making time.
You bet. All right, see you guys.
That is super cool, man. That is, I'm telling you, it's one of those iconic movies.
Oh, it's awesome.
Everyone has, like, I know my kid has a copy of The Sandlot on the DVR. Yes. It's just saved on the DVR. Everyone listening either has a VHS copy, a DVD or a Blu-ray, or has it somewhere on their DVR.
Or if you don't, the damn movie channel plays it nonstop. Once a day.
Yeah.
Yes, at every different station.
All right, that was cool.
I love Squints.
Squints is your man.
You know, yeah, Rocket Rodriguez, he was the star, the star and all, but Squints.
Squints is your man.
He closed the deal.
There you go. He did close the deal.
He got game.
All right, so there you go. That was pretty cool. That was a nice little diversion on a Friday in summer when you're, you know, when you're when you've had it up to here with stadium talk and Wayne Ellington talk and Isaiah Thomas for the veterans minimum talk.
Isaiah could have been in The Sandlot.
Isaiah's looking for. That's actually great. They cast the next one with adults, but they're playing kids.
Isaiah Squints.
That was fascinating. Really enjoyed that. That was cool.
Summer's here. You know what that means. Boating season is also here, so you gotta get to Complete Marine. You know I love boating and fishing, and whenever I'm headed out, I make sure I take my boat to Complete Marine first to make sure I'm safe on the water. They're located 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. I gotta tell you first, they're a Nautic Star boat dealer. Check out the Nautic Star boats. I fell in love with them, featuring Yamaha outboard motors. So whatever you're looking for, a new, a pre-owned boat. If you're looking to trade or sell your current boat, there's over 100 boats. Boats on the lot, 100 trailers on the lot, and if exactly what you're looking for isn't there, they're going to find it for you. They're also a full-service waterfront facility right there, guys. They have the dockage right there, offering storage, fuel, financing, and even insurance. They service most inboards and outboard motors, and the guys in the garage, they are awesome. Over 100 years of combined experience in the back. There's no job too big. There's no job too small. A Suzuki, Mercury, Merc Cruiser, Volvo, Volvo Diesel, whatever you got, those awesome technicians will fix it. You got to give them a call at 954-567-BOAT. That's 954-567-2628. Or visit the website at CompleteBoat.com. So get over there and see Dave. He's amazing. The great staff. And when your boat's in that garage, trust me, my boat's been there a number of times. They will get you right. You got to get to 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. From bottoms to repower, we do it all at Complete Marine.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Many people texting, tweeting, they enjoyed that interview. I know I did.
Learned a lot.
Somebody texted in that we broke news. Flippin' breaking news on Hockman and Crowder, a Sandlot prequel.
What do you say you learn about Beast and his owner?
Like, yeah, I think it was, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Is it? But is it going to be the
prequels confuse me?
It's just before,
right? But
sequels
I'm,
after prequels before.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. But I'm like a simple guy, and I'm supposed to have to pretend while I'm watching the prequel that I don't know all the stuff that I already know. It's why Star Wars is going to fail. Oh, it's already succeeded?
Yeah, it made it.
Yeah,
yeah, one of the best series of all time.
But no, prequels, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You don't have to forget. You just know more about what's going into
the second
movie.
But I know what's
going to
happen. So what's the point?
But a good prequel is going to be a movie in itself with characters from the second movie.
How many good prequels are there?
Star Wars.
Are they good, though?
Yes. Star Wars, the prequels? I'm not a Wars head or Trekkie, whatever they call these people.
Warhead.
That's what they call them, Warheads?
Warhead Trekkies, yeah.
Isn't that a candy, a Warhead?
Sourhead.
You're not a Warhead Trekkie.
Not a Warhead Trekkie. Star Wars are good. Whatever the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they're good. All of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't get prequels?
The concept is like, hey, we don't live out of chronological order, so why?
Okay, let's think about what we've just learned. So the Beast and the Mean, who was the mean guy? Was that
James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones. Why did that dog get so mean? Why was James Earl Jones in there looking crazy with all this,
stuff? You need to know?
Yeah, I want to know, because I'm a Sandlot fan. So a baby beast, and you see him raise a Mycy Beast mom.
Somebody says Better Call Saul. That's the prequel to Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
have you watched it?
I used to watch it. It was pretty good, and I just stopped watching TV shows.
What if it's like James Earl Jones, but he's younger and he's married to like a Amber Rose or something, and she leaves him, and that's why he's so mad, or people assume he's mad.
So James Earl Jones,
we got a twist.
It's got to be played by what, like a younger version of James Earl Jones with the voice.
I would say Childish Gambino is going to get that role.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because didn't he do the voice of the Star Wars guy?
Well, no, he was Lando Calrissian.
Lando.
Yeah, he did the Lando voice, so he has voices. What does that mean,
he did the Lando voice?
He got voices!
What does that mean? He played the role of Lando Calrissian, and which was played by Billy Dee Williams. It wasn't James Earl Jones.
But he had the same pace as Billy Dee. He had the same tone. He had the same delivery. So now you let him listen to James Earl Jones, the same delivery, the same tone. You know what I'm saying.
I really don't.
That's what actors do. I mean, not just Childish Gambino.
Look at him. He gonna jump on your point and try to make me seem silly.
Well, you did start the segment with I'm not a Warhead Trekkie.
What do they call people that like the Star Wars? The Star Trek is Trekkies. What's the people that surround themselves and dress up like Star Wars characters?
Alex Dono.
They call them Donos?
Yeah, Alex Donos.
So I'm no Dono, but I know Star Wars are successful.
That should be the promo for this show. I'm no Dono, but I know the Star Wars prequels are successful.
What are Star Wars people called? Do you know?
Alex Donos.
Come on, man.
Star Wars fans.
They have Trekkies and they got something else.
Training camp is
Kenobis. Kenobis. Kenobi ones.
What is it? Take the whatever, leave the Kenobi?
I don't know.
Oh, it's the Godfather. Take cannoli. The whatever, leave the cannoli. Yeah. Training camp is almost here. Starting next week, 560 WQAM is going to be holding training camp 12 a days. Not one, not 2 days, not 3 days, not 4, not 5, 12 a days. I just like watching Falero jump when I said not one. Monday through Friday, you can win $1,000. 12 times a day, listen for the keyword. We'll give them out between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then you'll text them to 72881, 72881, and you'll get a chance at the $1,000 training camp pay. It's WQAM's 12 a days. It starts next week right here on 560 WQAM, a radio.com station. I want to talk to all the guys out there, I guess the girls too, about shaving. Because razors can cost too much, right? And shaving itself can be a hassle sometimes. For those reasons and more, I switched to Harry's, and I know you're going to want to as well. You can get a close shave with a smooth and comfortable glide at an amazing value. And the best part, it gets shipped right to your home. No more hassles going to the store. Boom, doorbell rings right there. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set using my special code HOCKMAN at harrys.com. Get a 5-blade razor. Weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to type in the code HOCKMAN when you're checking out. Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads and flex balls and Obi-Wan Kenobis or whatever else they put into the thing, the warhead.
Warhead Trekkies.
Warhead Trekkies. So those are tactics the leading brand has used to raise prices for years. They fixed that by offering a simpler option, an exceptional quality shave at a fair price. Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. They got rid of upcharges. They offer fast free shipping. There's a 100% quality guarantee, and there's no subscription required. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code Hockman at harrys.com. That means you get the starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code Hockman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N, at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code Hockman at checkout to claim your offer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.